Hello, and welcome to Eurexis Smart Talks.
The Smart Talks podcast series is an EU-funded Eurexis project, which provides information and assistance to researchers at any career stage.
Eurexis supports the European research area in its ambition to create a single, borderless market for research, innovation, and technology across the EU.
We support researchers in mobility, careers within and beyond academia, innovation, and entrepreneurship.
We strive to enhance scientific collaboration between Europe and the world.
Hi, I'm Daria, a senior expert of the National Contact Point in Latvia. Welcome to Smart Talks podcast, where we dive deep into the fascinating realms of research and academia. In today's episode, we embark on an exhilarating journey through the vibrant and diverse research ecosystem of Luxembourg University. And two experts will help us in this, Dr. Eleanor Didier and Frederic de Blok. Nestled in the heart of Europe, Luxembourg University stands as a beacon of innovation and collaboration, offering a plethora of opportunities for scholars and researchers from around the globe. From cutting-edge laboratories to interdisciplinary research centers, Luxembourg University provides a fertile ground for exploration and discovery across a wide array of disciplines. Join us as we uncover the unique perspectives, groundbreaking studies, and transformative initiatives that define this dynamic research landscape. Get ready to be inspired by the stories of pioneering researchers, delve into the complexities of interdisciplinary collaboration, and explore the myriad of opportunities that Luxembourg University offers for both seasoned academics and aspiring scholars alike. So tune in as we unravel the rich tapestry of the research ecosystem in Luxembourg University. We are happy to introduce our first guest, Dr. Eleanor Didier, National Coordinator Eurexis Luxembourg, that will give us an overview of the Luxembourg research ecosystem and what to expect coming to a multicultural team, what support you could expect from Eurexis Luxembourg team, and much more. Hi, Eleanor. We are happy to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Please tell me, what does Luxembourg research ecosystem actually really look like? And what should researchers expect coming here?
Luxembourg is a very small country within Europe. We have around 660,000 people. So it's really good that we can shed some light here on what it has to offer to researchers. Because I still meet people surprised to find such a thriving research ecosystem in Luxembourg. And our university here is a young one. A few months ago, we celebrated its 20 years. It has three faculties and also three interdisciplinary centers. Currently, we should have around 1,500 academic employees. And this number will grow as next year we will get two additional interdisciplinary centers. Since a few years, the University of Luxembourg is ranked among the best 250 universities in the world. But its excellence is for sure an important point to mention when it comes to researcher careers we promote at Eurexis. What I consider interesting to highlight besides is the highly international environment our university offers. You already shortly mentioned it before. Our professors and students, among which we also count the doctoral candidates, they come from 130 countries. And this linguistic and cultural diversity is not specific to the university. It reflects the situation in the whole country. Nearly 50% of the population comes from abroad, and Luxembourgish is not spoken as much on the street as one might expect, also due to the fact that many Luxembourgers have no issue to switch to English, French, and German, and sometimes as well Italian and Portuguese or other languages according to the countries of origin of their families. So, as a researcher, you could, on the principle, get along with English in Luxembourg, that is the working language at our research institutions. Still, learning at least French once you are in the country will serve a lot for your integration, as we have many cross-border workers from France and Belgium. I personally met several PhD candidates who learned our two official languages, which are more widely spoken worldwide, that is German and French, and some even added Luxembourgish after. And this makes learning easier because Luxembourgish has similarities with both French and German. Well, interdisciplinarity is, besides internationality, an important aspect of our research ecosystem. I already mentioned the 5 interdisciplinary centers we will have at the uni in 2024, but also interinstitutional collaboration among the research actors in the country is strongly encouraged. To mention in this context is also the Institute for Advanced Studies of the University of Luxembourg, which has been created to overcome boundaries between disciplines and sectors. Next year, it will open again a call for postdoctoral candidates who wish to conduct interdisciplinary research. It is called Young International Academics Call, and in case someone listening to us is interested in it, we have promoted it widely on our EuroAccess Luxembourg LinkedIn, and EuroAccess Worldwide also produced a promotional video, so there's really plenty of information online. As I raise this inter-institutional collaboration, I will also mention a few members of our national EuroAccess network where researchers from abroad could look for positions according to their specialization and interests. That is the Luxembourg Institute of Health, a public biomedical research organization focused on digital health, precision health, clinical health and preventive medicine. There's the LIST, the Luxembourg Institute of Science and Technology, which here more than 75% of researchers from abroad among its staff, so you see very international as well. LIST's focus research areas are the informatics, environmental science and material science. And last but not least, I will pick the LISER, our Luxembourg Institute of Socioeconomic Research, which has specialized in economic, social and spatial sciences. There are more public research performing institutions, and I would encourage everyone interested in discovering them to take a look at the website of Research Luxembourg. That's a communication initiative promoting our research ecosystem. It does an amazing job also portraying young researchers here in Luxembourg, and by this promoting the diversity of research projects and people you will meet in our country if you come to work with us. Well, a big plus of Luxembourg is its geographical location, which facilitates also cross-border collaborations. We used to say that we are located at the heart of Europe, and that means concretely between Germany, France and Belgium. You have short distances to the European capitals, either by train or by plane, and we have created a transnational university network with our neighboring countries to make best use of this proximity. It is called the University of the Greater Region, UniGR. The 6 affiliated universities offer their doctoral candidates a European doctoral degree, additionally to the degree they will get from their home university. And UniGR has recently launched a call for a guest professorship to foster transnational mobility. This one targets then postdocs and professors affiliated to the universities of the network. If we're talking about mobility, it's also good to know that all public transport is for free in Luxembourg, this is unique, and that the distances between campuses and research institutions are short. So one more advantage for the collaboration among the members of our research community. These were the aspects I wanted to highlight, because facts like the high salaries, the high quality of life, political and economic stability, or the beautiful landscapes we have here with lakes, castles and forests, they're probably already widely known about Luxembourg.
So this is cross-cultural, cross-border and cross-disciplinary also things that you highlighted. Really interesting. And I know that you have a variety of measures to support researchers. We will definitely touch upon it in our further interview with the experts. But can you name just some of them?
That's sure. So, yeah, we have a very supportive ecosystem, which is, in my opinion, sensitized to the need of researchers to get connected and get visibility as well for their career and help where needed. The collaboration between our institutes does luckily not stop at jointly performing research. Also, our research support personnel, they join forces across institutes, for example, to offer each year the National PhD Welcome Day. That is an event for all first-year PhDs to provide them with information about the wealth of opportunities, but also the possible challenges they will experience during their doctorate. At this event, we, for example, mentioned that they can find help through an ombudsman in case they have issues with a supervisor, highlight the benefits of mediation, and promote mentoring or peer mentoring as a means to get career guidance. There is the Fonds National de la Recherche, our national research fund, which is the main funder of research activities in Luxembourg, and they award a prize to honor outstanding mentors within our research ecosystem. So mentoring is also strongly put here in the limelight. And that's, in my opinion, a really great recognition for the efforts of individuals to further improve our research culture. Those who listen regularly to the Smart Talks podcast, they know that Euraxis is committed to foster mentoring for researchers beyond academia, and know for sure the Rebecca mentoring program managed by our colleagues in Spain. In 2022, Euraxis Luxembourg offered for the first time its own mentoring program, inspired by the Rebecca concept, to help PhD candidates and postdocs to find positions in Luxembourg outside public research. And recently, the university also launched a mentoring program to support women in academia. And so talking about careers, the uni has started to offer a PhD career day this year, which allows our researchers to meet company representatives and alumni researchers who built their career in Luxembourg for an exchange to understand how they could best get there. And this matchmaking offer is complemented through workshops to prepare for the application process. Let's say all those who are interested in working beyond academia or to pursue a career within academia, in this case, this women mentoring program I mentioned called ADVANCE, and that is its purpose. So yes, we try because we know that there is a funnel in academia also to offer opportunities for the researchers who come to work with us to stay in the country if they wish. And me as your access coordinator, I meet a lot of them, honestly, who would love to stay. For example, the ones who familiarize that much with the national languages, who possibly already started to build a family here with other researchers. And so, yes, they are open to PhDs and also postdocs in these offers. Our incubator at the university and also List Ventures, so that's an initiative of the Luxembourg Institute of Science and Technology. It's just to name a few actors. They're doing their best to pave the way for researchers into entrepreneurship. And here I at Euraxess Luxembourg could also do my bit with offering the Startup Hub Tour Luxembourg for young researchers 2 years ago. Researchers from abroad who discovered the vibrant Luxembourg startup ecosystem. And just let me spoil a bit that more Startup Hub Tours will be offered thanks to our current Euraxess Era Talent project, which also made this podcast possible. And voilà, stay tuned within the next years, 2024-2025, you will hear more about it. So I would just close on one more offer that seems relevant to me for researchers, regardless if they plan to stay in academia or not. And that is the Doctoral Education and Science Communication Project, DESCOM, at our university. And this project trains PhD candidates in science communication and provides them, for example, with the opportunity to share insights about their research work, so science comics, or to gain practical experience through internships in science museums or the Uni Science Lab for high school students.
Thank you very much, Eleanor.
Thank you, Daria.
We are happy to introduce our second speaker, Frederic de Blok. She is Learning and Development Team Leader at University of Luxembourg. Frederic's team recently set up the training Building Resilience for Researchers, Learn How to Incorporate Resilience into Your Life as a Researcher. Besides the training for supervisors to help them improve the quality of their supervision, these workshop formats complement the mental health and well-being offer from the Service of Student Life Department to ensure researchers receive tailor-made support adapted to their respective role within the research ecosystem. Frederic de Blok has extensive experience as a human resource professional. She is passionate about people development and has made it her mission to support others in developing their skills. Since 2020, she holds the position of Team Leader, Learning and Development at the University of Luxembourg, where she sets up training programs for research and teaching staff, as well as for support functions. So thank you very much, Frederick, that you have found time to join us.
Thank you so much for your invitation.
So tell us, please, what was the purpose of designing and implementing courses for researchers on resilience?
Well, we know that researchers, especially at an early career stage, may encounter personal and professional challenges in an academic world that can be very exciting, but yet sometimes quite harsh. So all this has an impact on the researcher's well-being and mental health. The University of Luxembourg is well aware of these risks and is committed to mitigating them and to providing our researchers a healthy and supportive environment. And it's all the more important as at the University of Luxembourg, we are an international and multicultural university with more than 130 nationalities. And we know that internationally mobile researchers face specific challenges like having to adjust a new culture or less access to their families and friends. So they need even more to be resilient on the long term. So this training course is really there to help them build on their resilience skills.
Could you tell us about the skill of resilience amongst researchers?
Well, one definition we could give to resilience is the capacity to face challenges, to recover from difficulties, and to be able to bounce back after setbacks. All researchers face ups and downs and uncertainties inherent to the research process and to the research career. They often must cope with pressure, be it pressure for results, pressure to publish, or pressure related to funding. And they also navigate in a strongly competitive environment. So the ability to adapt, to persevere, to regulate their emotions, to deal with setbacks is particularly important for researchers.
Could you tell me how long does this course take? So how long do they learn?
So it's a course over 8 weeks. So it accompanies them over that period of time. It's only 1 hour each week, so it's quite easy to fit into a very busy schedule. But it was very important to provide them with a training that lasts quite long and not just a one-shot, one-day training course.
So they learn to understand the difficulties, adapt over time, and it is also, the course helps them to monitor, I would say, yes, their development in case they have these difficulties, of course.
About resilience, one might think that people are born resilient. One might think that people are born with an emotional toughness that other people don't have, and that help them to go through whatever life throws at them. This is wrong. And the good news is that resilience is a skill that can be learned and developed by everyone. So this is really the purpose of this course is, first of all, to bring awareness that resilience can be developed and give researchers the keys to find their own resources to be more resilient.
And how popular is this course actually among researchers?
Well, we launched this course last semester. We offered a pilot session and we were wondering if it would trigger interest within our researchers' community, taking into account that it's over 8 weeks, so it needs some investment in time. But the registrations were full after 2 days, so it shows a high interest into the topic. Moreover, we got very, very good feedbacks after the course, so we now decided to have this course, to offer this course in a permanent way in our course catalogue for the researchers' community. So I hope that many researchers will benefit from it in the future.
I was wondering, are there researchers that already are, I would say, in danger? I mean, in this, they understand that they need to build up on their skills of resilience, or are there researchers because they are interested in what it is actually?
I think most cases can be found. an important thing is also that we not only help them develop their resilience skill, but we also give them advice and tips on the support they can find within the University of Luxembourg, be it from, for instance, the ombudsperson, or from the team of psychologists anybody at the university can contact when needed. Important resources that researchers can rely on to help them get better resilient. So maybe I can give you two tips that the participants to this course is learn. The first one is to identify the distortive thoughts that they might have. In the course, we call them the mind monsters. And they learn how to identify these mind monsters that anyone could have, and more important, how to deal with them. And the second piece of advice would be to build meaningful relationships with people around you as a researcher. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive through connections to those around us. So it is very important for researchers to build up a network and to rely on a network of trusted people who can provide emotional support, who can provide valuable feedback, and can also bring a different perspectives that helps them see problems in a different way.
Thank you very much, Frederick. It was really nice to meet you and have a talk with you.
Thank you, Daira.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Euraxess Smart Talks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and can't wait to share more with you next time.
You can follow us and find more episodes on the Euraxess portal or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode was prepared by audio engineer Pavle Drashkovich, outreach manager Daria Aksionova, production manager Lea Nirenberg, editors Isar Pear and Miroslav Trajanovich.
This episode is published under the Creative Commons CC BY license. Thanks for listening.